Chapter 10, Section 2, The Spanish-American War. Before you read. In the last section, you learned how the United States became an imperialist power and took over the Hawaiian Islands. In this section, you will learn how the United States became involved in Cuba and fought a war with Spain. Cubans rebel against Spain. What happened when Cuba rebelled against Spain? Between 1868 and 1878, Cubans fought their first war for independence from Spain. The rebels did not win, but they did force Spain to abolish slavery in 1886. After that, United States capitalists invested heavily in sugarcane plantations in Cuba. Sugar was the most important product of Cuba. The United States was the main market for the sugar. As long as the United States did not charge a tariff on Cuban sugar, the Cuban economy thrived. But the Cuban economy collapsed in 1894 when a tariff on sugar was imposed. In 1895, Cubans began a second war for independence. The rebellion was led by José Martí. He was a Cuban poet and journalist who had been living in exile in New York. The rebels wanted the United States to join their cause. American opinion was mixed. Some wanted to support Spain in order to keep their investments safe. Others wanted to help the Cuban people win their freedom from Spain, just as the United States had won its independence from England. Question 1. How did Cuba's two wars for independence affect American business interests? War fever escalates. Why did Americans become angry with Spain? In 1896, Spain sent an army to Cuba to restore order. The army was led by General Valeriano Weyler. Weyler rounded up the entire rural population of central and western Cuba. He kept 300,000 people as prisoners in concentration camps. That way, they could not help the rebels. Many of them died of hunger and disease. This story was widely reported in the United States. Rival newspapers in New York made the terrible event sound even worse. They exaggerated the brutality of the story in order to attract readers. These sensational stories became known as yellow journalism, reporting that exaggerates the news in order to make it more exciting. William McKinley became president in 1897. At that time, many Americans wanted the United States to help the rebels against Spain. McKinley tried to find a peaceful solution to the crisis. His efforts had several positive results. Spain sent General Weyler home, changed the concentration camp policy, and gave Cuba limited self-government. Then, two events made Americans very angry at Spain. The first was the publication of a letter that insulted the American president. The De Lome letter was written by a Spanish diplomat. It criticized McKinley for being weak. Although some Americans agreed that the president was weak, they did not want to hear this criticism from a Spanish official. Only a few days after the letter was published, something worse happened. The battleship USS Maine was stationed in Cuba to protect American lives and property. On February 15, 1898, the ship exploded. The ship sank and 260 officers and crew on board died. The cause of the explosion was not known. However, newspapers blamed Spain. Americans cried for war. Question 2. What two events led Americans to call for war against Spain? War with Spain erupts. Where and when did the fighting take place? On April 20, 1898, the United States went to war with Spain. The first battle took place in the Philippines. The Philippines had been a Spanish colony for 300 years. They had rebelled many times. In 1896, they began another rebellion. On May 1, 1898, the American naval commander George Dewey sailed into Manila Bay in the Philippines. His ships destroyed the Spanish fleet there. In the next 2 months, U.S. soldiers fought on the side of the Filipino rebels. The Spanish surrendered to the United States in August. In Cuba, the American Navy blocked off the harbor of Santiago de Cuba. Spanish ships could not leave. Then, American troops landed on the island in June 1898. One unit of volunteer soldiers was called the Rough Riders. Theodore Roosevelt was one of their leaders. They helped win the important Battle of San Juan Hill. American newspapers made Roosevelt a hero. When the Spanish ships tried to leave the harbor, their fleet was destroyed. This led the Spanish to surrender on July 25th. Spain quickly agreed to a peace treaty. The Treaty of Paris granted Cuba its independence. Spain gave Puerto Rico and the Pacific island of Guam to the United States. The United States paid Spain $20 million for the annexation of the Philippine Islands. The Treaty of Paris touched off a great debate in the United States about imperialism. President McKinley was in favor of it, but some Americans said annexing territories violated the spirit of the Declaration of Independence by denying self-government to the new territories. Booker T. Washington and Samuel Gompers also opposed the treaty. The Senate approved the treaty on February 6, 1899. Question 3. What three territories did the United States get from the war with Spain?